Now, NRL news, mate. What's going on with Dale Sharkies? There was talk that they've dolled themselves in, obviously, but what, much ado about nothing? What's going on?
Well, mate, all reports Dale's blowing up. He's down at Sport First blowing up, saying, not my poor old Sharkies again, as long as they don't take the premiership away. And, look, I don't, from what I understand, that's all clear. They're salary cap compliant 2016, and I believe they're salary cap compliant this year. So that's a good start on this whole thing. Where it goes from here, I don't know. It raises its ugly head right at the end of the season. You know, I don't know why this has to happen. And, you know, a week out from finals time, well, the NRL just need to get to the bottom of it quick sticks. But I've got a feeling, you know, a Sharks fan, you know, this year's okay and the premiership's okay.
Yeah, no, look, I mean, they've dolled themselves in, so there's one thing, there's a tick there for them. And apparently 2016 was fine. That was their premiership year, wasn't it? So I don't know. I don't know what's going on there, Anthony. And, but why is this prominent? I mean, we've had it with Manly, we've had it with Parramatta, and obviously with the Melbourne Storm on a massive scale.
Well, I tell you what, I raised two children who are adults now. One of them married with a kid. But when they were growing up, they only ever raised it themselves when they knew I was going to find out anyway, if you know what I mean. I'm not suggesting anything, but...
That makes perfect sense. You reckon they were under the microscope and they went, hey, oh, yeah, what about this? All right, fair enough.
Well, yeah. But anyway, look, they've done the right thing at the end of the day. The boss there, Barry Russell, who's the next Sharkies player, he's done the right thing. He's raised his hand. They've gone, I've got a feeling it's going to be okay.
Okay, well, let's hope it is, mate. We don't need any more, you know, things like this going on and taking away from the game itself, which is heading towards finals now. Round 25 tonight kicks off with your Rabbits, who are they just easing off the pedal a little bit before finals? What are they doing there?
Well, I know Anthony Seibold is keen to get a win before the finals, and I think that if they put their foot to the accelerator, they will have a little bit too much in the tank for the Tigers. All those injured backs are pretty much back in the side now. So we need George and Tom to fire up front. We need a big game from Damien Cook. And obviously Cody Walker and Adam Reynolds need to fire, but I think South will win tonight.
Okay. Well, you don't want the wobbly boots heading into finals, surely.
No.
Now, tomorrow night, it's the Warriors who will play finals this year. Correct me if I'm wrong. And they haven't done so for a few years now, and they're up against the Raiders.
Yeah, and what Warriors side. So you got what you got here is two sides that you don't know who's going to turn up. You know who's going to turn up with the Warriors, you know who's going to turn up with the Raiders.
Yeah.
But I don't think the Raiders can beat three top eight sides in 3 weeks, so I'll take the Warriors.
Okay. By the way, you did it again last week, I think it was, with your silver wobbler there you threw out. I think an upset. I can't recall who it was now, but you've done it 2 weeks in a row.
Well, I said the Dogs would beat the Dragons.
That's one. I hope you got another one for us today, because I'm actually going to maybe put 10 cents on it. The Storm and Panthers.
Look, I think even with James Maloney coming back, I'll take the Storm.
Okay, too good there. The Knights and the Dragons. Gee, they're struggling, aren't they? The Dragons at the wrong end of the season too.
Well, this is the one I'm going to take as my upset. I'm going to take the Knights to beat the Dragons. Okay. The Dragons are legless at the moment. Yep. They look down on confidence. They're playing. Yeah, how did they get beat 38-0? Poor old Mary McGregor will be the next coach under the pump. And I'm going to take the Knights in an upset.
Yep, okay. The Titans and Cowboys, it is, of course, the final hurrah for JT on the Gold Coast, where it all started for him, I suppose. He played his junior footy down that way. So are the Titans going to be able to get over the top of them?
I would say get in and see Dale and Nicky. Get yourself a Cowboys jersey.
Yep.
Get yourself a headgear. And just sit on the couch and support this absolute legend who is approaching 330 NRL games. All these wonderful memories he's given us, mate. But I think the Titans will beat him.
Say that again?
I think the Titans will beat the Cowboys.
Oh, no, they can't. They're not allowed. And I'm not sure about the headgear on the couch either. I'm not sure what's going on there. The Eels and Roosters, Anthony. Who's going to win this one?
Unfortunately, the Roosters.
Unfortunately, the Roosters. They're a bit too good. And 4.35 for the Eels, if you are a gambling man or woman. The Bulldogs and Sharkies, Dale. Sharkies will go in favourites against the Bullies.
Well, me and Dale have got big negotiations coming up in October about next year's sponsorship of this wonderful segment. So I am going to have to go with the Sharkies here.
Of course, all your supporters' gear, Sharkies or any other, you'll find at Sport First, Stockland, Harvey Bay. The Broncos rounded off against the poor old Sea Eagles. You'd think the Bronx would be too strong, wouldn't you?
Look, I think if I don't give Manly a chance in hell of winning this game. The Broncos are really moving into finals mode here. Mm. A couple of big scalps under their belt at the moment. I think the Broncos will absolutely lap Manly.
Okay, and that is it. Round 25 made, and the regular season will be done and dusted. Where did that go?
Absolutely. Well, we'll probably be talking right through finals for Sport First. So get in there, get your finals gear and support your team. You've got the Broncos up your way, and of course you've got the mighty Rabbitohs, the national team. But whoever you support, you get your gear from Sport First.
Stockland, Harvey Bay. Good on you, Anthony. Always a pleasure, mate.
See you next week.
See you, buddy. Bye.